This podcast's only purpose is for informational use. It is not a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Investing in the market is risky, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Back with another episode of the 2 Cents 20-Year-Old Podcast. This is episode 22. I've been digging too deep. I've been digging too deep on how I really feel. Welcome back to another episode of the 2 Cents 20-Year-Old Podcast, the podcast where I talk about the things that you should be thinking about when it comes to your money. As of today, the social podcasting platform Breaker has been acquired by Twitter in attempts to, quote, improve the health of the public conversation on the app, but to also help develop Twitter's new audio-based social platform, Twitter Spaces. Being a podcaster myself, this news piqued my interest because Twitter has been under some fire recently for its seemingly endless power when it comes to blocking and or banning people from its services. I honestly wasn't even aware that there were social platforms for podcasting where you could connect with your listeners, because, I mean, that'd be super cool. And I just, you know, obviously I knew that it was just usually an external platform that you would use, such as like Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that. Breaker, however, was like Instagram, where you could find podcasts, like and comment on them, and even follow friends to see what they're listening to. For people that love podcasts like me, this sounds like an awesome place to be in order to find new things to listen to. But as of today, the 15th, Breaker is going to be shut down because of their new acquisition by Twitter. The CEO of Breaker, Eric Berlin, said about the acquisition, quote, "Here at Breaker, we are truly passionate about audio communication, and we're inspired by the ways Twitter is facilitating public conversations for people around the world. We're impressed by the entrepreneurial spirit at Twitter and enthusiastic about the new experiences the team is creating." 2020 saw a lot of acquiring individual podcast personalities, like when Spotify acquired the Joe Rogan Experience for over $100 million, Bill Simmons' sports and pop culture site, The Ringer, just close to around $200 million, Gimlet Media at the beginning of 2019 for around $195 million, and finally, Anchor FM, that acquisition for $153 million. With Spotify absolutely dominating the podcast space, it'll be hard for Twitter to weasel its way into the same space, but there is an argument to be had with any of these big tech companies when it comes to innovation. And with innovation, obviously, comes a need to expand. Like I said, I'm extremely curious about this new Twitter platform because, like I said, being a podcaster myself, it sounds like a good space to get acquainted. But we can definitely cross that bridge when we get to it. Today's topic is about burnout, passion, and retirement. Why you shouldn't work your life away. Being a person who goes on TikTok, which has a lot of viewers my age, and, you know, I talk about money on TikTok and investing for the long term in retirement, I am well aware of people's concerns about these topics. Young people are concerned with getting stuck in the same hamster wheel the generation before them got caught in, sitting in an office for 40 hours a week, waiting for the clock to hit 5 p.m., and being able to go home. This is definitely fair, and I think that it's honestly a good thing that people my age are thinking outside the box and feeling that they're like there are other options aside from the ones that people before us chose. It shows that we watch and learn, but the question is, are some of us setting ourselves up for disappointment? Being a high schooler at one point in my life, I know what it feels like to want to be the best at everything. You know, when it came to sports, video games, grades, you know, whose car was the fastest. It's the feeling of being naturally competitive, and that's pretty much what I am. So what is it that people my age are so afraid of that they are willing to completely swear off a 9-to-5 job? The answer is mediocrity. I'm sure that there are some people who would be fine with being mediocre because, you know, they just aren't particularly ambitious. But with Gen Z basically growing up with social media, it's hard not to feel like mediocrity isn't an option. You know, there are 20-year-olds posting pictures of their BMW 3 Series that they got for an advertisement on their YouTube channel. And, you know, maybe there's a girl on a laptop on a beach in Turks and Caicos saying that a 9-to-5 job just wasn't her style, so she chose affiliate marketing. These people who openly flex their exuberant lifestyle are also scared of mediocrity. That's what we have in common. You know, that's why they're going out of their way to show you that they're exceptional, not mediocre. The thing about this is that it triggers people to immediately think that they aren't doing enough, that college isn't going to be for them, that investing long-term isn't for them, when the truth is it very well could be. I can get on board with the fact that a 9-to-5 isn't for everyone. I have dreams about having a startup and owning a neighborhood or a 250-door apartment complex worth of real estate, but the truth is that won't be done by tomorrow. Setting goals and having dreams is key to doing your all every day and being able to go to bed and say that you really did everything you could to better yourself, whether that could be getting paid today, you finishing an assignment for school that was really weighing on you, or maybe you just simply worked out, you know, really anything that you feel benefited you for the day. There are many reasons a 9-to-5 job isn't for everyone. Maybe you just, you know, don't like the idea of going to work in the same place every day. Maybe you don't like being told what to do. Maybe you have trouble working with people. And I personally can relate to the last one. You know, it's not so much that I hate collaborating with people, because I would definitely consider myself a team player. But I think for me, it's more like I don't like relying on other people. It's the same reason I hate group projects, especially in online college classes. There's no communication, and most of your group either stays dark or drops the class. Literally, my predetermined group went through 3 months of an IT class only to drop it during the last 2 weeks of the class, leaving only me and one other partner to finish the final group project. I mean, it really was infuriating. Also, keep in mind that this is online school, so each partner had no idea who the other one was. But, you know, like I said, I don't really like relying on that many people, so just having one partner, it actually kind of worked out for me. I didn't really mind it, and it was on something that I was passionate about. The project that we talked about was like social platforms and like the development of social platforms. It was pretty cool. Collaboration is my thing, but only when effort is palpable from everyone working on it. So I just like, you know, obviously like anyone else who's creating something, I like working with people who are also passionate about it and willing to put the work in. Now let's turn this into a conversation about your finances. A 9-to-5 job is appealing in a few ways. You have stability, kind of, a consistent salary for the most part, possible bonuses, low liability to the company, a 401k retirement plan with a match, hopefully, health insurance through the company, maybe a company car, and at the end of the day, you can shut it down at 5 and go home to your family and not really have to worry about anything. The part where people get stuck is they start paying for things that they can't afford. They buy a big house, they buy 4 cars, they get the house with the pool, they use credit to buy everything, they go on 5 vacations a year, they eat out every night, and then they decide that the 9-to-5 is burning them out, but it's too late. They have trapped themselves with the golden handcuffs. They didn't focus on saving, they didn't prioritize investing, so they couldn't afford to try wholesaling or start that tech company or turn flipping sports cards into a legit business. All because they have 4 car payments that stretch them and kids to feed. This is why if you have a burning ambition to do something great and have the money and the fame and the envy of the people, you have to get into a mind frame of starting now to benefit later. This is the mindset that I have with investing and saving now, or investing now to benefit later. I'm not going to put my personal ambitions on blast, but I know that, you know, I personally want something. Now, I want to create something. I want to have creative control over something. I want something that has to do with building and creating streams of wealth. Starting a 9-to-5 job and putting yourself in a financial prison where you are forced to work that job that you hate simply because of your spending habits is the number one way to kill your dreams. But it's a good thing you're listening to this now, because you could be 16 or you could be 30. It's always a good time to get control of your finances and follow your dreams. Working to pay the bills isn't the ambition of anybody. Purpose will always be the ambition, no matter what you want to do in life. Just find your purpose. You have plenty of time. And I think that's the big thing, right? Like, what people want to do is they want to have purpose. They want to have something that they're proud of. And I don't know if that's specifically about, that might be tied up in ego, that might be tied up in a whole bunch of different stuff, but it's, you want to be able to build something. You want to have something that you wake up with every day and that you're proud to do. You know what I mean? And whether that's creating your own business, whether that's working for a nonprofit, whether that's being a teacher, whether, you know, it's a whole bunch of different things. But It's all about purpose. If you find your purpose, you'll be happy to work every day. You'll be happy to work 16 hours a day. That's what it's all about. Because, you know, I think some people's North Star when they think about working, they want to be able to go back to their high school reunion and have people impressed with what they did. At least I do. I want people to be like, well, like I want my best friends to say, yeah, I knew that he had that in him. Because I think in high school, my friends knew that I was kind of ambitious because I really liked working. I prioritized working and making money over, you know, many different things like sports events and stuff like that. But I mean, that is my ambition still to this day. But you know, it'd be nice to make my best friends proud. Like that'd be cool. That'd be a cool feeling. But I don't think should be the main focus. If you have ambition and you want to find your purpose, don't do it for anyone else. Just do it for you. All right, thanks for listening, guys. I know this episode was a little different than usual, but this was a little bit more motivational because, you know, I know deciding what you want to do in life can be so hard, especially at a young age. But like I said, your passion is your passion. Don't do anything for anyone else. Do it for yourself. And if that is what if that's what gives you purpose, then you have to follow it 100%. Otherwise, you'll regret it. But I'll be here grinding it out with you, so there's no need to worry. You won't be alone. Thank you for listening. I will see you on the next episode.